In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and if you look into the history of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you will find that it predates Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, to whom our Lord himself appeared and gave the message of the Sacred Heart. You know, whenever our Lord or our Lady or one of the saints appears on earth, it is never to announce something new. There will never be any addition to sacred revelation. Remember what St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Galatians that we find on the wall of our own cathedral. Though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you, besides that which has been preached to you, let him be accursed. You know, nothing's going to be added. You know, there's not going to be, hey guys, there's an 8th sacrament, donuts. It's not going to happen. No one's ever going to say, or legitimately say, you know, there's a 4th person to the Blessed Trinity. His name is Bob. So it's now a quadrinity. Doesn't happen. And yet, if we look at the history of approved apparitions, we find that God will sometimes arrange for an apparition so that a heresy may be countered, or so that part of what has already been revealed may be emphasized. You know, there was the false Protestant Reformation, doesn't deserve the name of it at all, which twisted and distorted the Catholic faith. And one of the ways it distorted the faith, particularly in the Calvinistic brand, was to present God as wanting to judge us, as, in a way, wanting human beings to go to hell. You know, talking about the utter depravity of the human race. Now, make no mistake about it, because of original sin, we are born in sin. We are born with our nature corrupted, but not utterly corrupted, because what did God say about us when he made us in the beginning? It is good. We still remain good, but not as good as we could have been. And so when that Protestant twisting of the faith had even entered into the church as a whole through the heresy of Jansenism. And so when our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, it was to remind us of what? That God loves us. That God desires to save us. Does God want anyone to go to hell? No. It's God's desire that all men should be saved. And you could say, you know, in a sense, that God sends us to hell because he is the just judge and he pronounces judgment upon us. But you can also say, in a more real sense, that human beings send themselves to hell. When a criminal goes to prison, is it because of the judge? Well, in a sense, yes. But it's really because they committed their own crime. I'm reminded of the old joke about the man who had killed his family, and then he came before the judge and pleaded for mercy because he was an orphan. You know, these days we'll see people who commit crimes, and they'll say, oh, it's a horrible thing, they're splitting up my family. No, they're not splitting up your family. You split up your family by committing the crime. And yet God does not desire the damnation of anyone. And he gives us so many opportunities to repent, to turn from our sins. God desires to forgive us, but he will not force his forgiveness upon us. How much does God desire to save us? Enough that he died upon the cross for us. You know, when we have a devotion to the Sacred Heart, it's not some abstract thing, it's a reminder that his own heart was pierced for us. That is how much God loves us. And so we can never question whether God loves us. The only thing we can question is whether we love God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.